now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
And for the first time, probably only time, I'm going to say I'm Dr. Lara Lanamy.
Oh, congratulations.
Welcome today on the show, Queen from No Scene.
The only farmer drag queen teams up with renowned photographer Billy Charity.
And Kaz Self is live in the studio.
We hope. Yeah.
We
She's
hope.
Not here yet. Just before we hit Perda, this week we'll be talking politics for one last time.
Ooh, all that and more.
Right here today on Shoutouts.
I almost forgot. It's because I'm not used to it. Roll call came up and I wasn't there.
Was it because you're now a doctor?
It's like, exactly,
you have to be more professional now.
I can't do anymore, you know.
And a very hello, warm welcome to you, Terry.
Yes, hello, Terry.
Good evening. So congratulations on getting your doctorate.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, lovely.
I know.
It's not an easy thing to do.
No.
It's been years, hasn't it, you've been studying?
Yeah, almost like six now.
Wow.
But COVID didn't really help. But
no.
I put it on LinkedIn and I was just like so surprised by the response. I was thinking no one would really care. But it was such a beautiful response. And yeah, it just reminds me of, you know, like how much it was to achieve. So I'm really happy.
Can we ask, what are you a doctorate in?
So I did aerosol chemistry, which is like a part of like environmental atmospheric science.
Just a nice light subject.
It was physical chemistry, and honestly, I went into science chemistry, being like, I hate physical chemistry. I'm never doing it. I'd rather do organic, and I ended up doing physical chemistry because it was like the math side of me that I really loved. And sometimes you go into science, you don't even know what you like, and then you kind of gravitate towards what speaks to you more. And I had a really supportive team, so it was a no-brainer.
Nice.
Yeah, so, and I learnt a lot along the way, so yeah, I'm very happy.
What's next? Yeah.
So, what is next? So, during my PhD, I started my own organisation called Creative Nutrition Collective, and, you know, I've just been running that, working with young people and seeing them grow, and it's been really beautiful, so
I see lots of it on LinkedIn.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's been some of my proudest moments this year. Getting the PhD was great, but, like, seeing young people actually smile and enjoy the experiences that they wouldn't have otherwise got is, like, it fills my heart.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, I'm really lucky during my PhD allowed me to, like, figure out and my purpose and figure out what I love to do, even if it's, I don't know how long I'll do it for, but I just love it. So I do that, and then I'm also working at the university as an ED&I officer, so I've always got things going on.
Can't leave the university alone.
No, I can't. I'm glutton for punishment. No, I really do love it, and it's been such a place of growth for me, so I can't wait to feed back into it.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah, give something back, isn't it?
Yeah, make sure it's not as hard for the next people to get through, you know? There's so many misconceptions what science is, and science is such a beautiful subject. It can teach you so much about the world, and I just want more people to enjoy it, because that's what I love. Because that's why we deliver,
Now, I hate to follow it with something slightly on a downer, there's someone that we want to send our heartfelt... I don't want to say condolences because no one's died, but do you remember we gave an award to Ada HD? She won Hero of the Year at the Shout Out Listeners Awards last February. The guy's name is actually Seb. I don't know if you've seen the recent news, but he chose to propose to his boyfriend. So first off, Seb, congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
And your other half. Absolutely wonderful. Sadly, while he was proposing, someone came along, called him some names I won't say on the radio, punched him in the face, and I think he dislocated his jaw or something like that. Certainly was very, very swollen and the like. Our heart goes out to you, mate. Sad. Not nice at all, especially this day and age. Like you said on Facebook, not something you would expect and the like. The police are involved. The last update I was able to get was that they are asking for people who saw it or had CCTV to come forward. They are treating it as a hate crime, as they should. Hopefully they will get caught. So I still to this day don't get why people can't just leave people alone.
Honestly, for me, it's like you don't have to accept what I do, but you can leave me the hell alone. Yeah. Like, it's absolutely fine. Nothing will happen to you. No, the universe will stand exactly as it is if you just walk on by. Do you know what I mean? There's been plenty of people I don't agree with, but like, I'm not going to go and do that.
No.
For what? And it's like those people.
And to then actually get physical as well, and you know, while he's in the middle of a proposal, and in case you're wondering how I know, Seb put out a video on Facebook. It's very heartfelt. He's bawling his eyes out the whole way through it, and the like. And it's very emotional. And the biggest thing he was really concerned about was the fact that they lost the ring during the process. Now, luckily, a few hours later, it was found.
Yes.
Which was lovely, you know. But yeah, if you were there, it happened over in Cardiff. If you were there, saw anything or know anything about it, please do contact the police and let them know, because you know,
101.
We give our awards out for a very good reason. It's because these people do wonderful, amazing things, and they Heroes. Don't deserve things like this. So yeah. So.
Heart goes out to you, Seb. Thank you.
Now, talking of drag queens. Put farming and drag queens together.
I haven't heard that together.
No, I don't think I ever had.
I love
but there
it
is
now.
One farmer who apparently has a drag persona who was teamed up with a photographer. And Steph managed to catch up with them. This is Scene from No Queen. Ever listen to this?
Okay, Queen from No Scene. The UK's only known drag farmer. Captured in photographs by award-winning photographer Billy Charity. Now, I'm really, really excited about this chap. On an Eardsley farm in conservative rural Herefordshire lives Dean Goodwin Evans, a.k.a. Boo Le Crew, farmer, organiser of Hereford Pride, professional hairdresser, son of Aston Villa footballer, husband of Paul, lover of horses, and Miss Drag UK 2021. Wow. I'm joined by author Billy Charity and Dean Goodwin Evans. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
First of all, I'm really keen on knowing how you got into drag.
I was quite an extrovert growing up, definitely. I was always sort of in my mum's wardrobe, pulling bits out and, you know, popping on her heels and clopping around in them. But I actually didn't get into drag until I was 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a bit of a later thing for me. Mm-hmm. It was through watching RuPaul's Drag Race, the USA episodes, early seasons. And something just felt so right about doing it. And it was an expression of a femininity that I've had inside me my whole life. So it was nice to finally have something and some way of expressing that.
Mm. Now, listeners can't see your hair, but it's rather beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Life of a hairdresser.
What made you get into farming? Aren't you afraid of like chipping a nail or getting cow poo under them?
So that's what acrylics are for. Yeah. Got my acrylics on, so it keeps them hard for me, so I'm able to do the jobs that I need to do. But I'm originally from a farming background. My granddad and grandma had a pig farm in Coventry, and they also used to have horse-drawn ice cream carts. So I think that's where my love of horses came from, and again, love of farming.
Right, going over to you, Billy. Photography, has that always been a passion?
Yes, it has always been a passion. I've always had a camera on me since I can remember, but I didn't go into it professionally until about 10 years ago, and it's really taken off.
And you've got a proper camera, I guess, Billy.
Oh, yeah. several proper cameras.
Okay. Oh, that's hardcore.
Yeah, I'm showing off now.
So what gave you the impetus to actually want to share a farmer drag queen story?
Because it's the most incredible thing, isn't it? A farmer who's a drag queen.
I know, right?
And we met at Hay Pride in 2022, where I was photographing the event, but we didn't really talk that day because it was too busy. And then I contacted Dean a few months later because I had a quiet period with work, and said, could I come over and do some photos with you? And he said yes. And then at that point, I didn't realize he was actually a farmer as well. So I Googled him before I went and visited him. And it was the most incredible discovery to find out he's a farmer as well.
I know. Yeah.
Like a photographer's dream.
Yeah, it's quite insane. Now, I guess the biggest question that all the listeners want to know is, are you dragged up when you're mucking out?
No, not always. I sometimes have got a face on if I'm doing the animals before a gig or something. You know, I have to nip down and do bits or something that, well, quite regularly goes wrong. You can hear, you know, a clatter in the field and a horse has got out, or, you know, the chicken's escaped. And there's me running outside with all my drag on, you know, trying to catch a chicken or catch a horse. Or yeah, it can be, it's that type of thing that where the two meet together.
Yeah. Oh,
well, I don't get dressed up to go down and muck out.
Okay.
but we did have a lot of fun with the book because we kind of staged some photos of Dean dressed up as Boo with different outfits on the farm. Yeah, so they were fun.
We amalgamated the two to bring the two together.
Yeah. So driving in 6-inch heels, a tractor. How's that working for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you've got a couple of things coming up, a big event this weekend, but then also books. Let's talk about the event first. So what's going on?
Friday the 24th at Hay Festival at 7 p.m. we've got an event, and a farmer, Ben Andrews, is chairing the event. He's amazing. So yeah, and there are some tickets still available.
So where is that taking place? And
that's at Hay Literary Festival in Hay-on-Wye.
Okay. And is that an annual thing? Has that been going for some while?
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Yeah?
Absolutely huge. Yeah.
Okay. So, and then, of course, the book. Let's get on to the important bit. So tell me a bit about the book and the photography that you did for that book.
So I basically followed Dean around for a year, everywhere he went. Being really annoying. Saw him in all sorts of, yeah.
Undressed.
Yeah, absolutely. They're the best ones.
Does it take you very long to get ready for a gig?
Takes me about an hour and a half, 2 hours to get fully ready. I can do it quickly if I needed to, you know, 45 minutes.
Wow.
But I do like plenty of time to, you know, perfect the makeup and change from obviously boy to girl. You know, it takes a little while, and you know, you have to create the shapes on your face to be able to change. So that's, you know, I like plenty of time.
And the book kind of shows the process of him going from Dean to Boo. It shows the process in photos.
Okay.
With captions from Dean, which are really interesting, kind of trying to show behind the scenes of what goes into drag.
Yeah. Is it basically all photographs, or is there storylines as well within the book?
There's a bit of a storyline through it as well. You know, there's a very short biography at the beginning, just to give people an idea of who I am and where I've come from. And again, about Billy. And then there's a progression through the book of the different areas upon which we're photographing. We're talking of, you know, the ways of getting ready and the things that I do and things that have affected me during you know, my transition with drag.
So
I think Dean's really open about everything, which makes it really, really fascinating, because he didn't ban me from photographing anything. He's just very open with everything, which makes the book really special, I think.
I wanted to kind of bear all and show, you know, every side of drag and the things, one, that we go through, and two, just to inspire people that, you know, no matter where you are and what you do, you can be who you want to be, and, you know, own every part of you and every part of what you do, and be able to put it out there and be confident with it.
With the current hate filled social media at the moment, and a very, very hateful government in power. Your words are very inspiring, and it's lovely that or even you think might be something small like a 10-minute chat that we're having now, and the book, and that. It only takes a few people like that to keep doing those small things, and people resonating and think, oh, wow, that's me. There's somebody else just like me.
Yeah, exactly.
So every little thing is important, I think, at the moment.
It's really important. We've exhibited some of the photos from the book in a local cafe, and most people were really kind of welcoming and positive about it. But a few people would come in and say, oh, we're not staying for this rubbish, and would leave.
Yeah.
Which is really, really sad. We've got a long way to go.
Yeah, it is sad. But like you just said, you said the word minority, and I feel as well,
it is
a very, very vocal minority.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that things will start turning around over the next phase of government.
And Gen Z, they're amazing. They're an amazing generation,
which
includes my kids, because they're really pushing forwards, and they're so open and accepting. And
I'm finding that with my grandkids as well.
Oh, good.
It's the same. So open, so accepting of everybody, as long as they're a good person. That's all that's important. Definitely. Are you good or you're bad?
You don't look old enough to have grandkids.
I'm 71.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a bit of slap and tickle on. But we do our best here on Shout Out to keep everyone's word up there and out there, and pushing back strongly. Before we go, any plans for the future that you can share? Another book, maybe?
Maybe, and you know, let's see how this one goes. And you know, we've always got some bits in the archive waiting to pull out of the bag.
And we're still taking photos,
aren't we? Still taking photos constantly, you know, and putting them out there.
We've got a great little deal at the moment where Dean does my hair and I take photos whenever, you know, whenever he needs them. It's quite a nice little barter.
Wow.
If he's got a new outfit that he wants photographing. So, yeah, I think it's a win-win, that situation.
That sounds a great deal, that does. It sounds pretty good. Right, before we go, how can people get involved, get tickets, get the book, and follow you on social media?
Well, you can get the book from Queen From No Scene, and you can get it from graphegg.com, or you can get it from Amazon. And we also have a book launch at the Green Dragon Hotel in Hereford on the 12th of July. So please pop along, see us, meet Boo, and you can pick up a copy of the book, or you can play a bit of bingo or have a bit of a party with us that day.
It's going to be a really fun evening.
Sounds it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So social medias, how can people follow you?
You can get us both on Instagram.
Yeah.
You can get myself, House of Le Crew or Boo Le Crew on Instagram or Facebook. And then you've got Billy Charity Photography on Facebook and Billy Charity on Instagram.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. I really hope everything goes well with the book.
Yeah.
It's a great title as well, isn't it? Queen From No Scene.
Yeah,
I love it. Thank you both for joining us on Shout Out.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Very welcome.
Shout Out. LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
Cupido, I think is how you pronounce that.
Really,
and
I don't
want to wait. It's like a mellowed version of quite a well-known dance song.
It's like, I imagine, especially on this horrible rainy day, like a sunshine, you know, drinking a hand. It's quite nice.
Yeah, I do try and pick them summery as the weather gets best. Sometimes when the weather's rubbish, I pick nice summery ones to make you feel a bit more.
You need to be uplifted at this point. Like, how can it go from, like, you know, so many degrees to this? But we are here, and we've got Terry.
Kaz has turned up. She's smiling in the background, listening to music.
Exactly. We've got Terry on the mic.
So
on the MIC.
Yeah, do you like that one, Terry?
MIC.
That's quite nice, isn't it? Nice and summery.
Yes.
Bring on some. So you knew you say that pride is going to come flying round.
Sorry. don't know if you're too close.
13th of July, I think it is.
Yes, yeah. We're ready. I can't wait.
Human League.
I know, yes.
Mm. Yeah. Human League.
Might be able to speak to them if we're lucky.
They're the top act.
Okay.
Now it's where Lara goes, Human League.
No, who's Human League? So,
I'll tell you when we get Terry doing
the news.
I'm not singing on air is basically what it is.
Oh, I tried, everyone. I tried.
Anyway, Terry, over to you.
Okay. Is Shout Out News. Welcome along. A general election has been called here in the United Kingdom. The announcement was made on Wednesday, the 22nd of May, and the historic moment was televised on multiple TV networks. We are now going into a period of intense election campaigning, and there will be rules that must be followed by broadcasting stations, including Britain's many community radio services, such as those that carry Shout Out. As a result, we will have to be very circumspect about the quality and quantity of party political and election broadcasting that we carry. But if you want to follow the election very closely and take part in discussions about which way LGBTQIA+ people will be voting, we suggest that you check out community newswires such as Pink News, LGBTQ Nation, and the LGBTQIA+ press such as Attitude, QX, Fine Times, and many other titles. General Election Day is Thursday the 4th of July, and polling stations will be open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Public service broadcasters have announced their plans for coverage of the results as they come in during the subsequent night full of traditional drama and excitement. BBC One, the BBC News, BBC Scotland, ITV and Sky will all be transmitting through the night with live coverage. So, let the contest begin. Studies show that LGBTQIA+ people are more likely to be interested in the environment, sustainability, vegetarianism, animal rights and associated issues. So for those of you that are, a red or perhaps green letter day is approaching. Greenpeace say that on Friday the 24th of May, they will face down corporate giant Shell in court. The group says, "We're being sued by the oil giant for millions of dollars over a peaceful climate protest, and they're trying to stop us from highlighting their climate wrecking activities in court." They go on to say Shell doesn't want people to find out that their pursuit of fossil fuels is fueling deadly heat waves, floods, droughts and crop failure. But we won't let them win. We're going to court on Friday to stop them from shamelessly trying to stop us advancing climate arguments. So said a Greenpeace spokesperson. To donate or to find out more, you can visit greenpeace.org.uk. Sue, writing at Pittsburgh Lesbian Correspondence, marks Mental Health Awareness Month by discussing her battle with anxiety and reveals how some agencies, including those that should have been looking after her interests, used her mental health disability against her. But she also says a constructive thing that came out of it was realising that she could endure things, including being handcuffed and without having an anxiety attack. She also had video proof. She had well-documented medical providers. And she also says, "I brought witnesses with me when interacting with the authorities everywhere. I filmed things, took photos and told my key supporters everything. And they assured me they believed me." Sue's blog is available to read for free at Pittsburgh Lesbian Correspondence website. Check it out. LGBTQ Nation's correspondent Daniel Villarreal reports the hypocrisy of an anti-gay conservative activist in the US has been revealed in a police report. The somewhat madcap group Moms for Liberty founder Bridget Ziegler arranged bisexual threesomes for her and her equally right-wing husband, the former Florida Republican Party chair Christian Ziegler. The lusty details substantiate the hypocrisy of Bridget, a woman who had queer sex while seeking to end LGBTQ+ inclusive policies in Florida's schools. The police report stemmed from an investigation into rape and video voyeurism allegations. Tom Edwards, a gay man on the Florida school board and the only school board member to oppose Ziegler's efforts to suppress LGBTQIA plus students, says that he would like the full investigative records to be released to the public. He said, "She's the one that's the predator, she and her husband. Trans children are not predators. She says, don't say gay, and then she goes and crawls into bed with women. They're supposed to be protecting children, but they're not. They're harming LGBTQIA plus students and those of other minorities," he said. And finally, our colleagues over at Chippenham Hospital Radio report that on Saturday the 15th of June, Pride in Chippenham will bring additional colour to the beautiful Wiltshire town. The award-winning hospital broadcaster takes up the story, reporting there will be a fabulous celebration of love, diversity and inclusivity. And this year the event is bigger and better as it moves to a larger space in Monkton Park. Get ready for a day filled with joy, laughter and acceptance. The event promises an unforgettable experience for everyone, regardless of age, gender or orientation. Come and show your support for the LGBTQ plus community and enjoy live music, colourful parades, delicious food stalls and much more. On the bill include the UK Voice winner Claire Cordell, as well as a Madonna tribute act, Concrete Prairie, Decibels, Harmony Asia, Summer and Stu Jocelyn performing. This year there'll also be an education stage which will include grassroots LGBTQIA plus information, ranging from flags to pronouns and everything in between, so people can come and learn and understand about the LGBTQIA plus communities. Spread love and equality in the heart of Chippenham. That's Saturday the 15th of June between 10 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. Please note that this year's events will be ticketed and you can get your tickets on the website chippenhampride.com. Well, it's very busy politically and socially here in the UK. Keep in touch by engaging with LGBTQIA+ and community media across the platforms. And do check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt. For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I mean, that's not the original, but it's a lovely version of it, isn't it? The group's called Blandos. And that's I Want to Dance with Somebody. A nice summery one, isn't it?
I had to finish that. You have to, like, it's Whitney Houston. That was beautiful. Andy, you have outdone yourself today.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Blushing, everyone, blushing. Yeah. As you should be. Like, I never compliment you this much.
No.
But that was...
I mean, for me, it made Cass smile. That's the best thing.
Yeah, exactly. I guess smiling, coming in, that's the best thing.
Yeah, it was a nice song. I liked it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lovely to have you back again. It's not been that long, actually. I think we had you on a few weeks ago, didn't we? Or at least that's how it feels.
It feels like that, yes.
You're going to say it was months ago now.
I think it was last year, but there we go.
Oh, was it? Oh, gosh. Yeah. No. Well, welcome back. Thank you. Lovely Cass Self is here with us. And Terry, I assume you're still there remote, are you?
I am indeed.
Marvellous, cool. And we're kind of, because obviously as of next Thursday when Parliament is dissolved, we go into Purdah, I think that's how you pronounce it. Is that right, Terry?
You do indeed, yeah.
Which is now actually called pre-election something or other. They don't call it Purdah anymore, apparently. But I didn't know that until I just looked it up on Wikipedia to figure out how to pronounce it. Still got it wrong. But anyway, when we hit that, we're not allowed to talk about politics quite so much and quite so balanced. And we thought kind of last opportunity... to do so. So Cass very kindly volunteered to come in and have a chat with us and kind of talk about the way things are and how we feel. And I don't really know where to start with this.
No, it's a bit of a weird one for me.
Let me start by, first of all, the reason I'm here is because I'm now an elected councillor for British City Council.
Congratulations.
So we have a councillor and a doctor in the studio this evening.
We do.
I feel very, very low par.
And a producer. No. Come on. And dream team. Yeah.
So, but no, congratulations.
Yeah, but, you know, it's great to have somebody on the council who is part of the LGBT plus community. And I can see from, you know, across the parties, we have actually a good representation of different LGBT plus people. So this could be a very gay, queer council.
Which Which is good to an extent, but I would also say, you know, give our heterosexual listeners some support too. They don't want to feel left out and marginalised just because
there's plenty of heterosexual people as well. But, you know, it's good that we have representation. That's the main thing. That's one reason I wanted to stand.
And I think we do have to actually celebrate the fact that, like, how when have we ever seen it like that? And I think that is not... Just because you celebrate one doesn't mean you're then demonising or, like, you know, marginalising the other. It's, you know, it is something beautiful to celebrate. How many times have we looked across and seen a council?
And it's nice to have a voice as well.
Yeah, it is. Like, you're right. It's incredible.
I'm really proud of the fact, you know, that as a trans woman, I've been elected to council. Mm-hmm. And people voted for me because they wanted me to represent them. And, you know, I am, as far as I know, the first openly elected trans woman on Bristol City Council, which... I think it's great for people in the future.
Super proud of you. Yeah,
because it's all changed quite a lot, the council stuff, hasn't it? It used to be ruled with a mayor, and it's now gone to being,
I'm coming in as a new councillor, so I'm not so used to what happened before, but we've got this kind of committee system where...
Chaos, from what I've heard.
Well, it was an interesting start to the council, but we need to... We're all sort of... on different committees. I'm on the Transport and Connectivity Committee, which is going to be very interesting because transport and connectivity is a very hot topic in Bristol with buses and trams and undergrounds and bicycles and all sorts of different things. So I'll be there to talk about that as a citizen rather than just a member of the LGBT plus community. And most of my campaign was about the things that were interested to people, like potholes and rubbish collections, and this is what you have on the doorstep. Yeah. So
I'm slightly out of Bristol where I live. I'm in South Gloss, but I've been teaching my husband how to drive in the last year or so, and the one thing that we have noticed is it is the state of the roads. I mean, it's not necessarily an LGBT topic, but you know, you're driving around and I say things like, right, pull up to the giveaway line, and you say, what giveaway line? And you look and there actually isn't one because it's just worn away, you know.
The roads are an absolute state, and this is where I do become political, because this is very much a product of 14 years of Tory government. You know, I'm a Labour politician, and we do have a general election that's been called just this week, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens in 6 weeks' time.
Yes.
And
how many of the things that they'll get through? Because it's like a week they've got now to kind of rush the last few things through.
Yeah, there's some bits of legislation they want to get through. They're talking about smoking ban and, but there are bits of legislation they promised when they first came in, like the conversion therapy ban, which just hasn't happened.
Has it not happened at all?
Nope.
I know it was going through, and then they tried to pull the trans bit out. It never made it through at all.
No, there was a consultation, and it just get them kicked down the road, and it's not happened.
It's they just have prolonged it and prolonged it and prolonged it, and they came out so strong with it.
They did, yes,
and then they were like, they backtracked, and for I don't know if you know the reason, but I don't know the reason. But
one of the most well-known observations is whenever a country's in a bad situation, it is the minorities that get focused on a lot. And we've gone through a lot of bad things, with the recession and what happened in Russia and Ukraine and the like, that's had knock-on effects through, like, our power and energy supplies and the like, and it's basically put the whole country into a crunch, which we really didn't need, having already had a crunch with the whole COVID thing. And it always seems to be the minority that shout the loudest that push, there's no way of beating around the bush. I mean, J.K. Rowling has been absolutely huge, waking up every single morning, and the first thing she thinks is great to do is to post horrible, nasty things on Twitter, and that it's acceptable. And what seems to have happened is the government seemed to have thought that's what everybody wants.
Well, the government seemed to have latched onto these culture wars, but in reality, it's such a small issue for people out there. You know, they're more interested in the cost of living and how much their mortgages and whether they can get a doctor's appointment, a dentist appointment. But it's easy to punch down on trans people, and particularly if you're trans women like me, where it's very, very tiring sometimes to see it day after day after day.
It doesn't make sense. Like, it is true, people are going through a cost of living crisis. Like, everything you just said, I don't want to repeat it, but that's what's frustrating, because it's like,
that should be more
almost
important.
Because of COVID, we know that it's smoke and mirrors now, what I do anyway. Like, yes, yeah. You know that what they're doing is like a dance in front of you. Look at this side,
well, this is what
and let's
do,
not
yeah.
concentrate on yeah. like people starving mm, yeah, yeah. and going to food banks in high percentages. And it's like, okay, if trans right is
so you think there's an element of the government that are actually kind of doing it to hide the real issues?
They are hiding, not to go to everything, Brexit, Rwanda, they're hiding, I feel like they're hiding a lot of things that they're doing that they don't want us to see, because that is what politics has become now. It's like, look over here, distraction, like, but, you know, yeah. RuPaul's Drag Race, like, look over here. And then just everything else bad is happening in the background. Like, how many years has it been since they've actually talked about, like, what's happening with all of the decisions around Brexit, around, like the cost of living? It just, yeah, no, this is just a song and dance for me.
And like, this is having real-life issues on for people. You're talking about hate crime incidents, for example, and you talked about ADHD, which you talked about earlier, you know, in Cardiff. Yeah. We see that in Bristol, where, you know, people are getting attacked in the streets, and Bristol Pride had incidents last year. So the Trans Pride Southwest had an incident where, and this is the consequence of a government which has this kind of hateful rhetoric that people get emboldened to.
Well, when you've got a Prime Minister who stands up and openly is transphobic and then has the audacity to do it in front of a dead trans and woman's mother in the House of Parliament.
Yeah,
I've never in my life. I mean, even Keir Starmer pulled him up on it.
And but it makes no sense. They're appealing to the very, very right, which is very small percentage.
You were reading an article earlier, because we were talking off air about the fact that the government wants to try and ban teaching of, you know.
Well, it's like a return to Section 28, as it used to be, but just more focused on these trans people. Yeah. They want to sort of, they're talking about a gender ideology as if, you know, it's a kind of a scary thing that people need to be afraid of. Whereas in actual fact, trans kids exist, trans people exist, and they need to be.
And they always have.
They always have, exactly. Yes.
And 61% of people have, like, agreed, saying that they want more gender, like, education. They want to understand gender, because it's a complicated subject. Like, and we're not going to be able to inform policy and actually vote for policy if we don't actually understand the very basics of it. That makes a lot of sense. But the government, this is why I'm thinking the government's not for the people, because it's not listening to what people want.
And I was talking to a teacher just last night, funny enough, and, you know, he was saying how a lot more people are coming out as part of the LGBT plus community because they feel safe to do so. Mm-hmm. And as a teacher, his job is to make sure they're in a supportive environment, because at home that might not be the case. And, you know, this government just doesn't seem to appreciate that that kind of situation exists. But anyway, 6 more weeks and we may well have a change of government.
Yep.
And what would you like to see from whoever gets in next? What would be the ideal?
Well, I would like, you know, some of the rhetoric we've heard about particularly trans women to disappear. A ban on conversion therapy, to actually a fully inclusive ban to actually be brought forward. And I think my own party, Labour Party, have promised to do that. Just tone down this divisive politics. Let's have some more humanity in politics and tackle real life issues.
Yeah. And one for me as well, they really need to sort out the healthcare for young trans people. I mean, it's virtually disappeared.
Oh yes, it's
and they're
terrible.
Now also trying to ban you from getting the drugs from abroad as well.
Yes, you know, that is a real fear for all kinds of all trans people. You know, I'm now with the NHS, but could that be pulled if this current government stays in power? And then you go to the black market, of course, and you don't know what you're actually getting. So it makes it even worse. It's better to have it, you know, as part of the NHS than outside.
And we're not going to learn about this without trans people. Like, we're not going to, like, develop as a nation without trans people. We need to, like, you know, trans health is so important, and it's so frustrating that, like, I read such a distressing article the other day about, like, you know, someone, you know, it's doing things that they shouldn't do because they can't get it anywhere else, and it's so expensive.
Yeah, so I was reading a story about a trans girl who tried to perform her own top.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say, you know, but yeah, I saw that one.
We won't go into the details, no. But so dangerous. Please don't do that if you're listening at home. You know, it's
yes,
you know,
yeah.
get the help that you need and do it the proper way.
Yeah,
I know how. Well, I don't personally know. I've got doing this show. I've got so many trans friends. You know, I've been there with them through some of their experiences, and I know how heartbreaking it is when you can't get it and the like. But just don't do anything yourself. You know.
No, certainly not.
Seek the proper help that you need.
Yeah, but it's important to bring up because it's like we can miss those stories and pass them by. And
we need to talk about these things, and this is why this station's so important, so that, you know, people can come and tell their own personal stories about experiences they're going through, and, you know, people like me can advocate for the trans community, whether it be on this radio station or even in council now.
I just don't get how we haven't learnt from previous, because it's like you got they're calling, what was it you were saying, gender ideology?
They call it gender ideology. You know, like,
and we had the whole gay agenda.
The gay agenda, exactly.
Which was in the 70s.
Yes.
It's just like you could just make up something and then peddle it as being
society's
real.
Society's happen in patterns. Like this is the same tactic that governments use, especially when they're in like distress. They go for the minority, like we've said. So it makes complete sense. It's not. I know it's hard to think we're going backwards, but it's like that's what often happens.
Yeah, and it is known to be a kind of like sort of
it is, and it's
you
like,
go leaping ahead and then you take a step back. Exactly. And you leap ahead and you take.
We
a
just
step
got to hope we take a bigger leap next time so we don't come back here, and that's why we've got to think about who we're voting for, why we're voting for them, and make, like, you know, strategic decisions based on information.
But do you think, because we're a different generation, so you're a lot more in touch with the 20 something year olds, do you think they're more involved in politics now, are more likely to
100%.
Vote? Because when I was your age it was very much that's something that your parents do.
I personally believe, for me anyway, I can only speak for myself, Brexit changed me, because I didn't realise how powerful a vote was. And so I just assumed, like most people, like, oh, we'd never leave, you know, that. And I don't, whatever you viewed was whatever you viewed, but it's just, it was so interesting seeing how many young people didn't turn out for that, and how many young people, you know, are now like, I can't travel around Europe like my parents did and go and live. Do you know what I mean? It's such a change for us, and so I think
it's cost the country a fortune.
Exactly. Yeah. So now I think we're really understanding, now, like, one vote is incredibly important. Like, it's not just one, it's many. And I think one of the things that the
you'd say to younger people who are listening now, don't waste your vote.
We have fought for this right to vote. We have fought for it for decades, for centuries. We need to use it. We need to use it, because it's the most powerful thing we have. We live in a democratic society as much as possible, you know.
You sort of hear that people saying that, you know, voting won't make a difference. But believe you me, it does make a difference, because, you know, particularly at the moment, you have a government which has some these kind of far right extremes. And whichever way you look at it, you know, other options are there which are more moderate and certainly will be better. For the LGBT plus community. And it does depend on where you live, of course, because you maybe want to be thinking about some kind of tactical vote, but I'm obviously encouraging you to vote Labour, because I'm a Labour politician,
which is understandable. I mean, the obvious advice that we should give out is do your research.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying, information.
Go and look at what your local MP is saying they are going to do.
Do your research, listen to what's being said on political podcasts, there'll be manifestos, see what's in the manifestos, see what appeals to you, and make a choice, because there will be differences.
Also, like, find your way of learning. So, like, if you don't like reading, or if you don't like, there's podcasts, there's so many different ways you can engage, there's cartoons, there's people that do fun stuff on YouTube, and like, actually, I encourage you
to go
and
read the newspaper.
But I also go in the
Daily Mail.
But I encourage people to go and also look at the opposite view to yours as well, because it's good to know what's
around.
Good to
know. Like, exactly,
have a balanced understanding.
And it's funny you say that, because quite a few years ago, I've chatting with my husband, and he was saying, you know, when he sees something on Facebook he didn't like, he was blocking it, saying, I don't want to see that anymore. And then he actually stopped, because he realised that basically what he was doing was meaning he never saw the other side of the story.
Yes,
and even if you don't like it, if you don't know about it, you know, and the internet is an interesting thing, because it can give you so much access to so many different things. But you, the way things like search engines work, they will show you what you want to see. Mm-hmm. You know, it is important to do some research, and
it's good to have a balanced understanding. Like, one of the things that I wish I did when I was younger is actually understand, you know, why my point of view is the way it is. Like, what, like, it's okay, like, you have your certain values, understand why you have those values and how that plays out into your political decisions, because, you know, it's then you can start, I don't know, making more informed decisions, you know. And, you know, for me, if I knew about voting green earlier, I would have voted green earlier, because they are for the planet, and that makes them so.
Can they
fill
some potholes?
Well, do you know what I mean? Like, I this new council, I really love this idea, because it's like a, I feel like it's a more intersectional, interdisciplinary way of, like, doing things. You know, like.
Well, let's hope so. Well, we'll see whether we get on with the other people. But
I mean, it's worth having a try. Yes, do you know what I mean? And the thing is, we're so stuck in like one way.
And in case you are listening elsewhere, by the way, we are talking Bristol Council, which is obviously where we're based, just in case you're thinking, I don't remember the council having a local election.
No, yeah.
Anyway, Kaz, thank you so much for,
for coming in.
It's always a pleasure. Do hang around. We'll be back in a minute after a song, and join us for the end. But for now, the lovely Kaz Self.
Thank you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Marina and the Diamonds. That's called Champagne. It's spelled differently though. It's S H A M P A I N as opposed to a C H E.
Yeah.
Nice
to know that. Are we ready?
Is that one we agree with too? Is that?
Yeah, no. I love Christina. Nice. Where is it, Christina?
It's Marina and the Diamonds.
That's it. I love Marina and the Diamonds. Sorry.
So you got a script in front of you.
Is it? Funny. Ooh. No. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that, everyone. Yeah. I love it. I love about them.
Yeah.
Very clear. Nice. Well, for me anyway.
So, and have you figured out now who Human League are, now that we've sung to you off air?
Yeah,
don't
I know
who you want me, baby.
Okay, fine.
It's not your cup of tea.
No.
It's not my cup of tea, and I will remain.
You will still dance.
Will I?
Oh, you will definitely, yeah. You'll like it.
Yeah. Everyone else will be dancing. You're just getting the spirit.
To be fair, I can see myself. I'm even dancing to it in my head right now. I wish you could see. Yeah, okay, fine. I will.
Fingers crossed it's a hot one this year.
Oh, I hope so. It'd be terrible.
Can we manifest that? Like, I know we're manifesting a lot, but, like, a little portion of that.
Well, apparently gays control the weather, so.
I mean, we should.
Terry was obviously really annoyed last year because it rained.
That was horrible. I wore a knitted, my friend knitted this gorgeous, like, you know, holy thing, and I was like, oh, it'll be fine. Like a netted trousers, right?
All right,
it'll be fine. It got so drenched, all the holes started to, and I did not prepare for that. So I was like, oh, trying to hold it up, it was awful. It got so wet. I've never been so moody. And do you know what I realized? It's because I broke the spirit, like this, the sequence of being at Bristol Pride with you guys. And I think I always
look forward to what you're going to do with your hair.
Exactly.
Because
and I think
1 year you were blue, 1 year you were rainbow.
Yes, yes. I like to give it all.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's. I feel like I broke the streak. So I'm going to come back this year, be behind the desk, and hopefully the sun will come out.
Well, I was in the community tent, and it was quite funny to see the wet people going by. I was in the right place last year.
Yeah, you were. That's cushy. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Natalie and Brugier was perfect. You know, torn. That was giving.
She was lovely as well. She
was a really nice woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah,
she came and taught for England. And Jake Shears as well, actually. You know, what was so weird about him, though, was when he was off stage, he's quite a quiet, subdued, nice guy. Give him a microphone, put him on a stage. My God, he owns the thing and he's everywhere.
Yes, yeah.
Real performer. I was really surprised at the difference between interviewing him backstage on Shout Out and his performance on the stage. It was like two completely different people. It was really weird.
Yes.
So, are you partaking this year?
I'm in the predicament this year because I need to go to a community event as my councillor role. So I will be going to the Pride later on, trying to do two in one day.
Oh right, so you got something else on the same day.
I've got the South Mead Festival in the daytime, and then Bristol Pride to get the Human League later on.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, don't forget, wherever you are, you can listen on air, because we will be there live.
Yeah. There's Chippenham Pride, as you mentioned. There's lots of other prides going on, so I'll try and fit a few in.
Yes.
Oh, I'm here for the Essentially Cher, though. If she sings, do you know what? I realise how I Believe is actually a cheesy song, because someone called me out on it, and I was like, It's not. It's amazing. So I'm happy. I'm essentially a Cher. Yeah. No, I'm here for it.
I didn't know you were a Cher fan. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for another week. If you are interested in getting involved in LGBT plus radio, including helping us with Pride, we would love to hear from you. We are looking for volunteers. You can do on air, you can do backstage, you can do off air, you can do new. There's all kinds of different things we're looking for. Check us out online. Shoutoutradio.lgbt is where you can find out more.
Ooh, yes, join our team. Next week, it's musicals.
For myself, from Terry, from Kaz, and the lovely Lara. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.